The Gap has unveiled its new fall line. The centerpiece is a back-to-basics for the company, jeans. It's another attempt by The Gap to stop losing money, says retail analyst Howard Davidowitz.
The Gap every month goes down in spite of their huge critical mass, their huge organization. They keep going down. At the end of the day, it's product, 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 value. Those are the gut issues.
So what about that product? For an expert assessment, I turn to Jessica Morgan and Heather Cox. They're the women behind the viciously funny fashion website GoFug, that's spelled FUGyourself.com.
You're never going to go to The Gap for, you know, a $160 pair of jeans, but you might go if you can get a pair that looks like it. And I definitely think they're looking into a couple different cuts for different body shapes, which I think is also something that the boutique denims don't do.
Well, as I said to Heather the other day, I don't think it's ever going to be, check out my jeans, I got them from The Gap. They're going to be more like, I got these at The Gap, can you believe it? We may be bitchy, but I don't think we are snobs. And I think if they Absolutely. Can pull it off, people will be happy to go to The Gap and like fill a hole in their wardrobe. There's always going to be a market for something that's not as expensive as long as it's still cute.
So you two sound a little more upbeat than most people about The Gap.
I like to believe.
I have to say, for the last year and a half, every time I've walked into The Gap, I have said to whomever I was with, oh my God, The Gap is a mess. They have no idea what they're doing. I feel like there was a really long period of time that they may, in fact, still be in where Gap was like, we don't know what we are. Try these shirts. Okay, don't. All right, how about this stuff? Okay, that's not going to work. So I think, although this is a good move on their part, are they going to get people back into The Gap? I don't know.
Well, that raises a good question, and that is, for a brief period, The Gap was cool.
Yeah.
The Gap was hot. Will they ever regain that?
I don't know if they will. I feel like the period where The Gap was the coolest and the hottest might have been, at least in my memory, the period where The Gap was either the newest or when they had just like done a logo makeover. But it was quite a while ago. I don't know if they're ever going to regain that simply because they're never going to be the new shop on the block.
The Gap is never going to be a super chic, stylish line.
Well, the thing is their ad campaign says something different. Their
yes.
ad campaign is saying, we are hot. We are sexy. We're cool. We've got all these celebrities that you think are hot.
Again, I think that they're casting the net a little too wide. If you look at their new ad campaign, they've got Jeremy Piven, Pete Wentz from the band Fall Out Boy, and Mia Farrow. Like, those are three great tastes that do not ever go together. Like, Mia Farrow is an amazing actress. I'm a big fan of her. But, like, she and Pete Wentz do not shop at the same store. Like, Pete Wentz has never been in The Gap. Give me a break.
Let's talk about a new retro fashion item that I know you two have a special
Oh, no, I know where we're going.
Do you know where we're going?
Leggings.
Leggings, you're right, leggings. First of all, does The Gap have leggings this fall?
They do.
I was joking to Heather the other day. On our business cards, we note that we are crusaders against leggings, and I'm tempted to just start sticking them in the legging packages.
So what's your beef against leggings?
I tend to look at it this way. Everybody made mistakes in the 80s, and we've learned from them, and we should take those lessons with us throughout life and not go back. Like, leave the 80s in the 80s. Stirrup pants were really an uncomfortable memory for me, but I did it. I've learned from it, and I'm never going to go back.
Anything else you have a fatwa against?
Still dresses over pants.
Yes,
which has
kind of fallen out of favor, thank God, although I have worked with a woman who's like, she's a big fan of Go Fuck Yourself, and yet she always is wearing dresses over pants. I'm thinking, are you like trying to mess with my mind? Like, what's going on here?
Although better that than the inadvertent bending down, jeans too short.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I think we're all really yes. happy that, like, the super low, I have to get a bikini wax before I wear these pants. Short top fashion era is behind us.
Thank you.
Please
No one is happier than Heather and me about the fact that, sort of blousier, longer t-shirts are in.
Yes.
You know, it's just more flattering.
Jessica Morgan and Heather Cox, the fashion brains behind the fashion blog, GoFug, FUGyourself.com. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.